Welcome to Speaking of Grace, the weekly message podcast from the Whole Life Church in Orlando, Florida. We're a multi-ethnic, multicultural, and multi-generational congregation committed to our mission of loving people into a lifelong friendship with God. We are committed to our vision of being a church without walls, fully engaged in serving the people of our community. Thank you for joining us as we continue Speaking of Grace.
Good morning, Whole Life. Before we get into the word, I would like to take the moment to just introduce myself. My name is Nahimi Verdier. I'm originally from Haiti, and I was born here in the state of Florida. And my family, they mean everything to me. They've shaped who I am and the woman that God has called me to be. And I have the honor and privilege of partnering up with God and his sacred work through the Ministry of Presence as a hospital chaplain. And in this role, I get to sit with people and journey alongside them during some of the most difficult moments of their lives. There are two things that I love. I love people, which means that I love meeting new people and getting curious about their story and who they are. And for the past year and a half, I've had the pleasure of being a part of Centered. When I moved back to Orlando from graduate school, I was searching for a genuine community, and God faithfully provided one. The individuals you see in the pictures, they didn't just welcome me, they embraced me. And second, I love to pray. And so for the past couple of weeks, I have been in prayer for today and praying over this service, and I am truly grateful for the opportunity to share what the Lord has placed on my heart. And before we get started, I would just take a moment to just pray. Let's bow our head. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this day. Thank you that you were with us throughout the week. And God, I believe that your spirit is already here. So God, I pray that you would open up our hearts. Give us what is needed. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. As Nick read for us earlier, we find Hannah on the entrance of the tabernacle, upset. And Eli, the priest, actually thinks that she is drunk. And we'll continue to read verse 14 through 18 of that chapter. And Eli demanded, "Must you come here drunk? Throw away your wine." And Hannah replied, "Oh, no, sir. I haven't been drinking wine or anything stronger, but I am very discouraged. I was pouring out my heart to the Lord. Don't think I am a wicked woman, for I have been praying out of great anguish and sorrow." "In that case," Eli said, "go in peace. May the God of Israel grant the request you have asked of him." And she exclaimed, "Oh, thank you, sir." Then she went back and began to eat again, and she was no longer sad. For the next few moments, I will be speaking under the sermonic title, "God Has Heard." I want you to turn to the person next to you and just say, "God has heard. God has heard." I want to start today by being honest with you all. These past few weeks haven't been easy for me, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I've had moments where I had to sit with God and ask him some hard questions. But it's not just me. You don't have to look far to find pain. Just look around, turn on the news, scroll for a few minutes on your phone, sit in silence long enough to hear your own thoughts. Pain is everywhere. Some of them are loud: wars, violence, tragedies, and loss. And some of them are nations rising against nations, families divided, and community hurting. But some of them are quiet. The kind of pain that does not make headlines, the kind of pain that sits in hospital rooms, that lingers in unanswered prayers, that shows up in the middle of the night when no one else is awake, the kind of pain where you smile in public but carry questions in private, grief, disappointments, the waiting and longing. And if we're honest, every single person in this room know what it feels like to carry something heavy. Because the truth is, suffering is not foreign to us. It's part of living in a broken world. But here's a deeper question, Whole Life. What do you do when your pain has no quick solution? What do you do when you feel like your prayers are unanswered? And what do you do when all you have left are your tears? Hannah knew exactly what that felt like. Hannah was married to Elkanah, who also had another wife, Peninnah, who had children, and Hannah who didn't. And year after year, Elkanah would go up to the tabernacle to worship and to sacrifice to God. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife, Peninnah, to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave her a double portion because he loved her, and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, Hannah's rival began to provoke and or irritate her. This went on for year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, Peninnah would provoke her until she wept and did not eat. And her husband, Elkanah, would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? In other words, you have me, you have provision, you have love. Why are you still hurting? How could I not be enough?" He questions her, tries to comfort her, but doesn't fully understand her pain. And her culture saw her barrenness as a disgrace. So Hannah wasn't just dealing with personal pain. She was dealing with social pressure, expectation, and silent judgment. Have you ever been taunted, provoked, misunderstood? And what do you do when you are hurting and the people around you don't fully understand your pain? Hannah cries sound like David in Psalm 13, 1 through 4. "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I take counsel in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day? How long shall my enemy be exalted over me? Consider me and answer me, O Lord, my God." In other words, Hannah was asking, "How long, Yahweh?" But here's the good news. God heard every tears. God heard what she didn't say. God heard what she couldn't explain. And God heard when she cried in silence. This is not the first time that people has cried out to God and God has heard their cry. Scripture shows us that we serve a God who hears. In Exodus, God heard the groaning of the Israelites in bondage and remembered his covenant. In Genesis, when Hagar was alone in the wilderness, God heard her cry and met her there. In the Psalms, David cried out in brokenness and God heard him. Over and over again, God hears his people. So if he heard them then, he still hears us now. Amen. And I just want to remind someone that God has heard your cry. He has heard your cry in the night. He has heard your silent prayers, your cries for your children, your cries for your family and your broken places. And even Jesus, our perfect example, in the Garden of Gethsemane, cried out to the Father, and the Father heard him. Hannah was in pain, but her pain was not ignored by God. Her pain had a voice, and heaven recognized it. Hannah didn't run from God, but she went to God. And what makes that even more powerful is this: the very God that she was running to was the same God that allowed her situation. The text tells us the Lord had closed her womb. From Hannah's perspective and cultural perspective, that is what they understood it to mean. Hannah wasn't just dealing with people. She was dealing with something that God had allowed. God was not absent to her situation. He was sovereign over it. Now, this does not mean that God was punishing her. This does not mean that God did not love her. But sometimes God will allow seasons in our lives that we do not fully understand. And just because God allowed it doesn't mean that God abandoned her. God was present even in what Hannah did not fully understand. The word of God says, Hannah was in deep anguish, crying bitterly as she prayed to the Lord, and she made this vow, O Lord, heaven's army, if you will look upon my sorrow and answer my prayer and give me a son, then I will give him back to you, and he will be yours for his entire lifetime. And as a sign that he has been dedicated to the Lord, his hair will never be touched. In other words, Hannah is saying, Lord, I am in deep pain, and I am bringing it to you. This pain brought Hannah to her lowest place, but it was also her posture of surrender and humility. Because sometimes God will allow you to get to a place where you realize he is your only option. Amen. Hannah knew that her solution would not be found in people, in validation, in distraction. It would only be found in the presence of God. Because in the presence of God, Hannah was completely herself. Hannah was completely herself, vulnerable and honest. Because sometimes your tears are the most honest offering you have before God. And as Hannah knew that her breakthrough was not in pretending that she was okay, but it was in her cry. Her pain became the doorway. Her pain became the invitation. Her pain became the prerequisite for her encounter with God. Hannah did not just pray. She surrendered. Hannah said, Lord, if you give him to me, I will give him back to you. In other words, God, I don't just want the blessing. I want you to be glorified through it. And Whole Life family, will you worship the gift or the gift giver? Will you worship God even in the waiting? And will you take a position of complete surrender? The word of God says, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, there is liberty. Because in the presence of God, burdens are lifted, hearts are healed, and minds are renewed. When you are in the presence of God, there is no holding back, but a just let go and let God. Now, Hannah, she is now in the presence of God, pouring her heart out, crying and praying, and being completely vulnerable before the Lord. And even in the moment of her worship, she is misunderstood and accused. The text says, as she was praying to the Lord, Eli watched her, seeing her lips moving but hearing no sound. He thought that she had been drinking. And he said, must you come here drunk? Throw away your wine. Eli, the priest, the pastor, the elder, the deacon, the spiritual leader, the one who should have had discernment, completely misreads her pain. And how many times have we misjudged someone, assumed the worst, or tried to figure out instead of showing compassion? It was not Eli's job to figure out what Hannah was doing. But aren't we like this sometimes, trying to interpret people's pain without fully understanding their story? Whole Life family, aren't we glad we serve a God who does not accuse, but who investigates in love? God is the one who sees, understands, and responds with love. Eli should have been focused on his priestly assignment, because when we come into the house of God, our eyes should be fixed on God and not what others are doing. And the irony is, Eli was much more willing to call out Hannah's perceived behavior as opposed to his son's blatant disrespect to God. But watch Hannah. She doesn't respond with anger. She doesn't respond with offense. She responds with grace. She says, oh, no, sir, I haven't been drinking. I am very discouraged. I am pouring my heart out unto Yahweh. Don't think I am a wicked woman. I have been praying out a great anguish, and sorrow. When you've truly been in the presence of God, you respond differently. The same Eli who misjudged her is now the same one who says, go in peace. May the God of Israel grant your requests. The very people who misunderstand you can still be used to bless you. The Bible says that she went back to eat again and she was no longer sad. Why is that? It wasn't because her situation changed, but it was because her encounter with God changed her. Have you ever been judged incorrectly, misunderstood, labeled without people knowing your full story? You know who else was misjudged and misunderstood? It was Jesus. Jesus was judged. He was accused. He was rejected. People looked at him and misinterpreted everything about him, but still, he chose grace, love, and surrender. Because Jesus understood something. What it feels like to be misunderstood and still walked in purpose. Jesus, who was fully man, fully God, stepped into a broken world and walked among the hurting, the rejected, the lonely, the misunderstood. Jesus heard the cry of humanity and responded. Jesus is the shelter in the time of storm. He is your friend when you are friendless. He is the bread when you are hungry. Jesus, water when you are thirsty. Jesus is a true high priest. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and the risen Savior who hears our cry. And that same God is the one who heard Hannah. The Bible says that she gave birth to a son and named him Samuel. And Samuel means heard by God. Which means that every time she called his name, she was declaring, God has heard me. People love God. God has heard your prayers, your tears, and your silent cries. And just like Hannah, you don't need perfect words. Your tears are enough. And God has heard you.
Hi, this is Randy McGray, podcast producer and host here at Whole Life Church. Loving people into a lifelong friendship with God is our mission at the Whole Life Church, and our podcasts are designed to help facilitate conversations that help us grow together in that pursuit. Now that you've heard the message for this week, don't forget to check out the Whole Life takeaways for this message. Swipe up in today's show notes and join the conversation. Speaking of conversations, each Wednesday morning we take a closer look at the week's message. That's right, the one you just listened to. We discuss practical ways to apply spiritual lessons and ask honest questions about the issues we face as Christians, all focused through the lens of grace. Your voice is a welcomed addition to that conversation. We encourage your thoughts and your questions by sending a voicemail or text to 407-965-1607 or send an email to podcast@wholelife.church. You can find everything podcast related on our website, wholelife.church/podcast. And plan on spending every Tuesday evening and Wednesday morning with us as we bring you the Whole Life Church inspiration you love straight into your headphones. Thanks for listening and have a great week.